listening to the What Happens When podcast.
What happens when two guys in front of a laptop talking about God knows what?
And here is your host, Gene Van Horn.
What is up, ladies and gentlemen, lentilmen? We are back with a brand new episode of the world's second most dangerous podcast. I am your host with the most, the one, the only, Gene Han, Heezy for Sheezy. With me tonight, the main man, the Mac Daddy, the one and only, Just Mike.
Hey, meow, meow, meow.
What's
quick
up,
PSA? Suckers? Quick PSA. We say what we want to, do what we want to on this podcast. And if you don't like it, well, fuck you.
Word to Big Bird Nerds. What's up, man? How you been? It's been a while. You know, you just had a B day.
Yeah, dude. Get up in the years, man. Just enjoy the ride, dude. Best I can.
Getting a little long in the tooth, as they say.
Oh, yeah, that's an interesting thought, though, when you think about long in the tooth. You know what that actually refers to?
What does that actually refer to?
It refers to people not taking care of their teeth and their gums receding, so their teeth get longer as they get older.
Is that what that refers to?
Yeah.
That's a little morbid.
Yeah. But yeah, it happens. I do go to the dentist twice a year and make sure I get my teeth cleaned. I do floss twice daily, blush twice daily, and use mouthwash. So currently not getting any longer in the tooth. But everything else, you know, getting longer in the dick though, huh?
There you go. I know some people that get, you know, they go to jail just to get their teeth fixed, so.
Nah, I can tell you, haven't been to prison. They weren't fixing those teeth. They were just pulling them.
Oh, pulling them, yanking on them, yanking and cranking on the spanking of them.
Yes, all bad. Look like we don't have very many people in here today, which is, you know, refreshing.
That's typical, right? I mean, we've been gone for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, fuck them.
I've seen Jovan Salmon Johnson hop in a couple of times of my my other stream and just, you know, hey, I missed you. Oh, did I miss the cast? And I'm like, no, you didn't miss the cast.
But no, we do what the fuck we want. Figure it out.
Yeah, you little weirdo.
Yeah, we don't fucking like it. You must be part of America's problem.
You know what to do. So, man, real quick, man. Akira Toriyama passed away apparently March 1st.
Yeah, and, Dragon Ball creator.
Oh, my God. I was a little like, what the hell, bro? You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, I mean, you gotta figure, well, he wasn't that old. He was barely in his 60s. I don't know what he died from, but if I was guessing, if he was an American, I would say it was probably fentanyl, because that kills fucking everybody nowadays.
I'm pretty sure it wasn't fentanyl.
It's because he's Japanese. It's probably something fentanyl. Instead.
Fentanyl.
Fentanyl.
She's so stupid, dude. but no, it was a little weird, like, deal, because I, you know, it was like the month my dad died 5 years ago, so I was like kind of feeling that, and then they announced Akira Toriyama's death like around, I think it was the day of or the day before my dad's like death anniversary or whatever. It was so weird. And I was like, damn, man.
Yeah, it's pretty bugged out, bro.
Yeah, so it sucks. Felt a little weird, to say the least.
Yeah, it's all bad, obviously, when someone that has created something as iconic as, well, I don't know how non-nerds feel about Dragon Ball, but as iconic as Dragon Ball in the nerd community, so it kind of sucks. It's going to be like when George Lucas goes down, or Steven Spielberg. Right,
Steven Spielberg, somebody of that. Like, you know, like when Stan Lee died, it was like one of those weird, you know.
It was, dude. Deals, man. It was.
And just, you know, Akira Toriyama was a huge part of my life. I spent plenty of years watching Dragon Ball. I still watch it to this day. I still watch all the super stuff. And yeah, man, it felt a little bit, you know, strange. Like, damn, he's dead. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
And, I don't know. I was just feeling weird, man. Like, damn, man. Like, just when your heroes start going, you know what I mean? Like when Hulk Hogan dies or Mike Tyson or like those things that they just feel weird, you know?
It's true. It's true, man. It's just we're once you hit 40, you gotta start looking out for the people that you looked up to be knocking off. It's like, oh, it's close, man. It's time for these guys are 60 and 70, and Clint Eastwood is damn near 90, or might be
Right, like
90.
why is he still alive? No disrespect to Clint Eastwood, but come on, man, that motherfucker's still kicking, and Akira
Yeah, dude.
Toriyama's dead.
Yeah, he's fucking old as fuck, man.
Yeah, Clint Eastwood, he drinks baby blood or some shit.
Harrison Ford is in his 80s.
Yeah,
Some of
still
these guys
crashing
are.
planes and walking away alive, you know?
Yeah, which is crazy. It's also crazy. I don't know if you're keeping up with this, speaking of nerd stuff, but apparently he's been recast into the Marvel Universe as
Yes,
General.
General, the Hulk's nemesis or whatever.
Yes, that fucker. The Red Hulk,
Yeah.
basically.
Yeah. Yeah,
And
I
it
did
looks
see
like
that.
they're gonna,
What's up,
yeah,
Dallas?
they dropped a whole bunch of they dropped a whole bunch of Danny Fiver.
There he is.
We put down or it looks like they put down a whole bunch of products that or projects that they're not gonna do. Some of the like lesser popular projects that they're not gonna do.
They got rid of them? What do you mean?
Yeah, they canceled a bunch of projects. Like when you look a bunch of projects that they had kind of coming up, they canceled a bunch of them, man. Maybe 15 or 20 of them.
Really?
Yeah, they put down whatever the Eternals part two, which I don't know why they would have done the Eternals part. I understood why they did the Eternals part one. It was trash. I understood why they did it because they couldn't get the X-Men at the time, and then now that they have the X-Men, they're like, man, fuck that project.
Yeah.
It's gonna be something good.
Donnie says, what are you nerds talking about? Melissa said,
Yeah,
what the
you
hell
know.
nerd shit are you talking about?
Nerd shit.
Yeah. Yeah, so they put down a bunch of projects. I didn't even notice. I haven't paid attention to those kind of announcements.
Yeah.
I just know that they're taking a lot of flack for like the movies. Like I watched the Marvels and it wasn't terrible.
So I watched it,
Yeah.
and it was borderline terrible. Because
Okay. It was
I took
better
your
than the
recommendation.
Eternals.
Yes, but not by
See?
much.
Yeah.
Not by much. It was borderline terrible. Like this nigga done fucked around and made me watch this shit. I could have.
That was my fault, huh?
Yeah. Cause I was on the fence about watching it. He's like, nah, man, you know, it's all right. This man, they went full on girl power in this fucking movie. And I'm like, bro.
Well, it's a girl movie, though. It's a
I
girl
know, but
superhero movie.
it's one thing. Look, so was Wonder Woman, and it didn't feel like that. It
But
didn't feel
Wonder Woman wasn't a girl-only film.
but it was she, Wonder Woman was a girl, was the
It was a
main hero.
girl-led film. It wasn't a girl-only film.
Look, I didn't like it. I don't give a fuck about it. It felt agenda driven. That's what I never liked.
Okay, so tell me about that. Tell me what you feel about that. What do you mean by agenda driven?
All right, so it felt like it felt like they were like, oh, we have to make a film for the ladies. It was like they might as well have put Beyonce in there and had her doing some single ladies or some shit.
What about the movie made you feel that way?
All of it.
That's so strange. I think it's just because it was a female-led, mostly female cast film that you feel that way. Because I never felt that way. The weirdest part of that film, the part that didn't fit, is when they went to that planet where everything was singing. That
Yeah, that
was
was
like
the
the
lamest.
most pointless
That was
part of
the
the film.
lamest shit of all time. Yeah, that was the lamest shit of all time.
Yeah, it was like a sad attempt to get like a laugh or push some kind of like silly weird like this is a girl movie, so we have to do singing and dancing because they like singing and dancing, you know?
Bro, I'm telling you, man, the whole thing was about that. Felt like
Yeah, I didn't feel that way.
it just felt like, oh, we have to be stick together. We're girls, man. Get the fuck out of here.
No, I felt like Kamala Khan has a big liking for Ms. Marvel. Or Captain
Yeah.
Marvel, and she really wants to be team Ramrod. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I felt like Photon was like kind of reluctant to be there, kind of the reluctant hero.
Yeah.
And I felt like the same as I always feel about Brie Larson, kind of meh. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like the
She's.
scenes with Nick Fury.
Yeah, but then, all right, so if I'm trying to remember, for anybody who hasn't watched it, and plans to, it's gonna be a little spoiler, but the second bracelet, did she, I don't remember, did she end up with that?
No, at the end of the film,
Yes.
Captain Marvel has it.
Why?
She took it to go restore their son.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
That's right.
she went into their son and took it.
Yeah. Felt like
And I think
it
she's going to
definitely
use
should.
it to try to go get Photon.
Yeah. Well, I just felt like they should have given it to the other girl, to Kamala Khan, and let her have them both. So that she didn't feel like she'd been able to do more with two than with one.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. I think she's going to get it eventually. And a lot of it
Yeah.
felt like a setup for Young Avengers or just like a different team. You know, there's that too.
They definitely have to build another team because the old team is aging out, and they're trying to get rid of them.
And
I
then
think
you
I
see her at the end go get Hawkeye replacement, you know.
Yes, but we, if you watch that series, you know that that was coming. Just felt like all of the new replacements are female, it feels like. And like, look, just do a roster. Just stop fucking making an agenda. Just put good characters on the screen. I'm just tired of the bullshit. Like, just America, just like it says in the title of this podcast, is just the pussiest of all pussies. I'm
Yeah.
tired of it.
Yeah, so you feel like it is they're the pussification is spreading on over to that kind of media.
Oh man, it's everywhere.
So
It's, dude,
when
it's
we say the
everywhere.
pussification of America, what do you what is that what does that bring you? What is that what do you what comes to mind?
We don't live in a place in the United States where we're allowed to express what we really think without there being consequences. So, because you if you hurt somebody's feelings, then you're wrong. Like, even if what you're saying is true, if it hurts somebody's feelings, you're wrong. Like, and I don't know when that happened, because I remember growing up in the 80s, 90s, and even in the early 2000s, true shit was just true shit. Fuck if you got hurt by it. But I feel like this generation of that we're raising cannot handle the truth. They
Right.
just can't.
Yeah.
And so you're always constantly catering to them. But not just them, every like in every way. It's not like just in what you say, it's in what you do and the content you produce. Like, it's everything is meant to protect this fucking generation. And it caters to them in such a way, like, let's say, like, think about some of the better MMO type games that came out, and as MMOs started to kind of become a big thing, like EverQuest and then World of Warcraft and Ultima Online, all of these games. And like the communities based around these games, they were constantly clamoring for different shit, right? And usually the game developers would ignore the shit out of most of what they were saying. They would ignore it because if you
Right.
gave them all of this shit, the game would be trash.
You'll be terrible, yeah.
But what ends up happening now, especially if you go play some of these games, World of Warcraft, like it's still running, EverQuest is still running. I don't know anything about how they're running anymore. But World of Warcraft more, because I talked to a guy that still plays it. Now they're just listening to all of the fucking players.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, well, you know where that leads to, don't you? It leads to eventually you shutting down your servers.
Yeah, I'm kind of seeing that issue too. I guess to kind of keep the video game thought going is I see that happen in Call of Duty, but mainly more to like the high profile streamers. Me being a streamer myself, I don't try to influence the game at all. I kind of just try to play it and live by what it is. I don't complain about mechanics or nonsense. I mainly complain about cheaters, but it seems like they cater to the streamers, and it sucks when they do that.
That's I don't know, man. Shit's just kind of crazy to me.
And that relates to like the upbringing of the children, right?
Exactly.
Yeah,
So I was having a conversation with my daughter while I was out walking, having a conversation with her, and I was like, and she was kind of saying that her mom didn't really want to hear, which is kind of weird, but whatever, we'll just continue on. Didn't want to really hear that she is responsible for at least half, right, of how she turned out. We're talking about genetics and then, the rearing. So we're talking about nature and nurture, right? She was like, I wouldn't say in full denial, but basically in full denial, like, well, you're an adult now and so on and so forth. And it's like, yeah, but bitch, you are at least half responsible for how I fucking turned out this far. Like, have some fucking take some ownership. Jesus Christ, like. And what's sad is her mom is not part of this generation, but is bleeding over. You know what I'm saying? She is white, so that's part of it. But it's just bleeding over into the fucking like the entitlement, the fucking just I am owed this, I am like I am special, all of these things. Like nobody's fucking special, man. Nobody. If anybody could walk up to you and shoot you in the face and you die from it, then you're not fucking special.
No, you're not a mutant. That doesn't mean that you're not special.
You're not special. You're not
I
special.
think there's some people on the planet that are special.
I don't believe that there's anybody currently living that's special. Now,
You
some
don't
of
think
those people in
so?
the Bible, no, some of those people in the Bible, yeah, they were special. But nobody like that is here today. Nobody's immune from being killed immediately. Nobody like has any kind of superhuman ability to be able to, control your mind. Like nobody's special, dude. Everybody is fucking regular.
I think there's definitely some special people on the planet. I think LeBron James is a special person.
I don't think that. I think he's a 6'8", 230-pound freak athlete that is not
That's
special.
especially extraordinary.
No, he just so happened to fucking find something that he's really good at and do it in a capacity that made him famous. I just don't think that he's special. Like he can't fly, you know what I mean? He can't even really, if you discount the fact that he's 6'8" with long arms, he can't, he doesn't, his the way he jumps off the ground isn't higher than a lot of other guys. If other people worked as hard as he worked, they would be better players. It's not, see, like he's not special.
Yeah, but I think the thing that makes him special is that he has all those natural abilities and he does work hard.
Yeah, but I just don't think that makes him special. I
That
think that
does.
makes him, it may make him unique.
It's the
It
same.
doesn't
That
make him
those things
special.
are synonyms.
They're not though. Not in what I'm talking about. You're not. Look, he is unique as a human.
Sure.
So he's one of the guys that fucking when he's tall, he's fast, and Karan, yeah, you're special, and not in the way that we're not in the way that we're designed for to be good. But we're saying that special in such a way that you deserve some sort of treatment that is different from the rest of us.
Sure,
And
sure.
I don't believe that anyone, whether that's on the upper end of intellect or the bottom end of intellect, should be treated any differently, with the
Yeah.
exception of what is necessary to
So
get
you're
you
talking
through it.
about like special little snowflakes. Like you're spe you deserve this. You're king, you're queen, that type of stuff. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, like you deserve some sort of fuck, like you have earned some sort of special treatment.
Got you. Yeah, the thing I think when I think about like the pussification of America, right? What I think about mostly is just how we went from a manly society and like, working with your hands and, the heartland of America type stuff and, picking yourself up by your bootstraps to, everybody is, incapable and you need help and you can't do things and you're mentally weak and it's like, what? Like, for instance, with my son, right? At school, they're always like trying to tone him down in a way of like they're trying to like almost like they're trying to treat him like a little girl. You know what I mean? Look, boys are rowdy. They're rambunctious. They get into stuff. They wrestle. He just put his friend through the window yesterday. Like they're being boys in the room and just scuffling around, and his friend comes flying through the window. So now I got to replace a window. But like they try to make him like almost be like a girl. Like, no, Judah, it's not okay. These are things that, and you can have these feelings and stuff like that. And I'm not saying that he can't have those feelings. What I'm saying is you can't show those feelings. You can have those emotions, but you can't let those emotions out in public around a bunch of other people. There was a time that wasn't cool. And they're
Of
like, well,
course.
men can cry and men can do that. Yeah, men can cry in private, not in public, because the public will damage a man's reputation when he starts to show weakness. And it's just the way nature is, brother. When there's a weak situation, it gets exploited by the strong.
I would agree with that, but I can tell you that this world will not, the United States will not let you have that opinion.
Well, fuck the United States if they don't let me have that opinion, because it's very simple, man. They do it to our men all the time. The strong people in power will chew up our weakness all the time. And if we let them be weak, like it's just like I that's one thing I do like about Texas a lot more, is just a lot more manly men out here.
Well, the South is still the South,
Even
ultimately,
if they're
still.
gay, they're still manlier gay people out here.
For sure. It takes some, huh? Come here.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Just give me that ton ton. You know what I mean? But like,
Take it. I'm gonna take it.
yeah, but I'm just saying, like, it's just weird, like getting rid of gender roles and stuff like that. They're in place for a reason, brother. Like, it's in place to keep order and balance. Like, I feel like the avatar is missing and we're off balance. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so here's a, something that I talked also to my daughter about that I saw on YouTube the other day. It was a guy,
Manlier gay people.
yeah, it was
Sorry.
manly or gay people. So there was a guy and a girl who had dated previously, but they haven't broken up for about a year. They're probably 18, 19, something like that, pretty young still. Well, on the Ring camera, they showed the girl and her mom pull up to their house. And they pull up, and then a car pulls up behind them. And they get out of the car, kind of look at the car, and then just go inside. Well, behind them comes the guy that she used to date. He comes up, they go inside the house, and he comes to the door and either rings the doorbell or knocks on the door. And there, he's like, I want to see so and so, whatever her name is. And either the mom or the dad answers on the ring, like, hey man, she don't want to talk to you, she don't want to see you. He starts trying to open the door and come inside.
Yeah.
And the door kind of locked, and he kind of opened a little bit, and then he shut it real quick, and then kind of got it locked, and he's shouldering the door, trying to get in, just trying to get in the house. Just trying to just if he should, they said they don't want to see her. Or she don't want to see him, and they just start. She starts shouldering. He starts shouldering the door, and the dad is in the house like, "Hey man, hey, get away from the door, go on, get away from me." And he's just trying to bust the door open. The dad goes and gets the pistol, comes back to the door, tells him a couple more times, "Hey man, stop hitting on my door." But he don't do it. He put two holes in his ass through the door.
Sounds
He
about
tries
right.
to run. By then, it's too late. He collapses
And he's dead.
right in front of his car and dies, right? So he dies. The police don't charge the father with anything, which
Rightfully so.
Right. Here's the pussification of America. The boy's parents
Suing.
is talking about we want justice for our son. He got justice already. He got
Yes.
his fucking justice. Do you understand?
I would say he got what he got. He got judge, jury, and executioner right then and there, lady.
He got his fucking justice. The problem is the reason that he is dead right now is because you want justice. You understand what I'm
Yeah.
saying?
Yeah.
You
You
don't
raised a
see the
little entitled
problem.
asshole.
Yeah, you don't see the fucking problem with what he was doing. He
Yeah.
died because you didn't fucking teach his ass not to do something stupid like that.
Right. Right.
And
There's a
so
ratio in a video. It's a white man. He got it. It's like, here's the
you
find
fuck
out
around
and
and
here's
find
the
out.
fuck around.
Yeah, he fucked around and he
Found
found
out.
out.
Dad said, get away. I'm gonna put a hole in you. He
Yeah,
said, I don't believe
go.
you.
Yeah, okay. It's like
That's
my
it.
mama used to say, you don't believe fat meat greasy, huh?
Yeah, you know what I mean? It was one of the old ladies at the church used to say, you don't leave well enough alone.
Yeah, I love that one. You
Yeah.
don't leave well enough alone. Well enough, leave it the fuck alone.
He didn't. He found out. I
Yeah,
mean,
he found out.
man, that's it.
And
That's
so
I get it. You I get it. So mommy and daddy are like, we want justice, and what they should have been saying is, we apologize for our son's actions and we take full responsibility for his death because he's a piece of shit that we raised.
we did that. We should
Yeah.
have we should have taught him better.
Yeah.
Or you can even say we did teach him better. I
He's
sorry.
just a damn idiot. I apologize for his idiocracy.
Yeah, sorry. Like I'm sorry that he forced, 'cause now it's trauma for you, your mom
Your daughter.
and your child.
Yeah.
And you're sitting here looking like you had to kill a man on your fucking, and you got to deal with this because of our inadequacies as parents.
Yeah,
So
man. A lot of it comes with not being able to take personal responsibility, just in general, as we get older, nobody putting people in place, for a long time is what's caused issues. It
I
started out
agree.
slowly. Like when there was a kid picking with my son, I told my son, tune his ass up.
Yeah, as you should.
You just tune his ass up, son.
That'll teach a bitch.
And he's like, well, I'm gonna get in trouble at school. I said, I don't really
That's
care.
fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
I don't really care. So then
Yeah.
they called me a day or two later after he was messing with, my son again, and shoes tuned his ass up. And then they went, well, Mr. Van Horn, we don't tolerate that. I said, well, tell that to that other little boy. He's been messing with my kid for months. And
Yeah.
y'all keep telling my kid to calm down, but y'all leaving him alone because he got behavioral issues.
Yeah. Well, all that. We're gonna fix the behavioral issues right now.
I said, but because my son is well mannered and he follows the rules and he chills the hell out, he got to take the bullying. I said, he ain't doing that no more.
Yeah.
I said,
So what?
so he tuned his ass up. I said, so now what? And they're like, well, he's in trouble. I said, send my son home and we're gonna have a lawsuit.
Yeah, legit.
I'm
You
like,
telling me
cause
the
he,
motherfucker can't defend himself?
I said, cause he's deaf. I said, we in Texas.
Yeah,
I'm like, as
you got
far as I
standing
know, it's a
ground.
mutual combat state. I said, that boy wanted combat. My son felt mutually about it.
Give him a
I
bing
says,
bing.
says so we could take it to the court and see what the judge got to say.
Yeah, especially if I mean, I definitely have been sent home for a couple of days rest, in school.
Yeah, if I started, I deserve it. But most of the time, like, shoes ain't out there causing that kind of trouble.
Yeah, I didn't give a fuck about going to school anyway, so it was cool with me.
He loves
But
going
I
to
do
school.
understand. Huh? I
He
mean,
loves it.
I like taking a little time off, man, sit at home, play a little video games, watch a little cartoons.
Yeah, that's what I told him. I said, man, if they suspend you, you're going to just be chilling. We'll go get
Yeah.
some ice cream or something.
Yeah, legit.
Like,
Legit.
it's
I mean, at the end of the day,
that's what he gets.
you have to protect yourself, man. You have to be you like I just don't feel like when people talk about bullying out now, like that's the craziest shit of all time. I mean, it's literally no physical contact, but you're being bullied. When did that happen?
Yeah, all of that mental, like, oh, it's mental health and all of that. Like, listen, what happened to sticks and stones may break my bones, but words have never hurt me.
Man, that was a saying I used to hear all the time. For me, word ain't never hurt me. I
Yeah.
ain't never got hurt by words, bro. Like, but
Man, I'll be telling my son, listen, man, they can say whatever they want, just don't let them touch you.
yeah.
Say whatever they want to say. If you hurt, it might be true. I said, if
That's
it hurts,
true.
it might be true, because the truth hurts. Just don't let whatever they're saying be true. Tell my kid, all my kids that.
Yeah. And if it's true, it shouldn't bother you.
Yeah, if you did it, you know, they teasing you about something you did and you don't like it, that's your problem. Shouldn't have done it.
Hey, well, you fucked up. Tighten up.
Shouldn't have done it. It's like, Sarah Jean got in this big old mess last year. And, you know, it was all because some other girl was finna say something that was true about her. And I said, it's your fault because the stuff is true. Now you want to pick fights and start arguments and talk about jumping somebody because you did something you didn't want to do. You got to eat that. That's your fault.
Legit.
That's what I told her.
Like I always say, this is something that I preach this to my kids all the time, and anybody that knows me knows this to be true about me. Anything I say behind your back, I'll say it to your face.
Right.
It's also true with anything. If I've done something, hey man, I own that shit. You know what I mean? It is what it is. Like, you know, everybody that knows me also knows what I went to prison for. And that's not, obviously it's not something I'm super thrilled about, but hey, it is what it is.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, you touched that boy.
Yeah, I did.
It was me.
It was nice. And cheeks was nice, y'all.
That's gotta understand. That's a show fact that nobody gets. Right.
Nobody gets it or understands. It's fine. And now we're like this. We love each other. It's man love.
It's man love.
We used to be Mambla. Now it's just Manma.
Ricky Bobby says one hand or two. Hey, don't you worry about it, Ricky Bobby, all right?
Both hands.
Just note that it wasn't pleasurable at first, but now I think about it, it was just quite nice. It's that kind of stuff too, like not being able to take a joke, not being able to like when they get mad at Dave Chappelle.
100%.
Like, what is the deal? It's funny. If it ain't funny, bro, don't laugh.
And that's something that I've said for a while now, is that people take themselves too fucking seriously.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, when it's clearly a fucking joke, clearly.
Yeah.
Why are you so upset?
Even if, like, it ain't.
But let's as playing devil's advocate. If you understand that somebody is 100% kidding, there's no truth, or maybe, you know, some slight funny truth in what somebody's saying, you can't find the humor in something instead of just wanting to get mad about it and cancel somebody and do all this other shit. I just don't understand it, man.
So like, I don't like the idea of canceling either. Like, why should they? Look, we're in America. You got the right to free speech.
Now, we're just like they're trying to stop that.
Yeah, it's like you're somewhat trying to take it away, bro. I don't dig that at all.
And it's one of the best things about the United States is that you can say what you want.
Yep.
And it's sure. Like little by little they're trying to take that away, which is just like, why?
Yeah, why would you want to get rid of the ability to say what's on your mind?
Yeah, dude. I don't get it, man.
That makes two of us. Like, I don't know. Kill just says, I'm sorry I'm late, but I'm here. Well, you get your ass here on time, man. We don't take those kind of lame-ass apologies.
Yeah. We don't give a fuck you, Killjoy.
Just coming here just trying to befriend us being late.
Yeah.
Get your ass here on time. I don't care if you're out saving a life.
Yeah. Give a fuck if you was right now giving CPR to some homeless dog somewhere, man.
You stop.
Stick a thumb in his ass and bring him with you.
Right. You stop and you put us on and then go back to what you were doing.
Yeah. Say, hold on a second. I know you need the Heimlich, but hold on. I got to just put this on the phone right quick.
Because this show, in fact, this is actually true, too. This is a show fact. Actually can save a life.
Yeah. This show could save a life.
Yeah.
Tighten it up. A thumb in the pooper.
See, not like I just had my... Yeah, I don't care. You let it bleed for a sec. It's not going to die in one sec that you click
the
notification.
Life.
That's fucked up.
What's that one nurse that was killing babies over in the UK? Be more like her.
I don't know who that is.
They were killing babies in the UK, bruh. She
Bro,
was
what?
killing them on purpose, putting bubbles in their motherfucking IVs.
Oh, an IV. Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's right.
Oh,
I
this
remember
dirty
that. Yeah.
bitch, man. She was doing them fucked up, man. She was some of them she wouldn't kill. They would live and they'd just be fucked up real bad. They ended up tossing that bitch away.
She
And
deserved that.
bro, man, I think she deserved worse than that. I believe she should get fucking the brakes beat off of her daily by somebody new.
Damn, just each day a new like
Yeah,
female Mike
new
Tyson.
motherfuckers show up. I just got hired. What's my job? Beat that bitch ass until your hand hurts.
Imagine if you could do those kind of punishments.
Yeah,
Like the
let's
judge sentenced
see
you
how it
to
comes.
infinite ass whoopings.
That's it. Just until the bitch died. Just beat the brakes off of her until she died.
Do you know like
Every
Alabama or
fucking time.
somewhere? I don't know if it's Alabama or Mississippi or one of these southern states has now reinstated a firing squad.
That sounds like a southern state. That sounds like a southern state for sure. That sounds like something. Well, it wouldn't be Mississippi. There ain't enough guns. Like, but Texas for sure.
I wish it was Texas.
Motherfuckers. Well, no, there's plenty of guns, but them motherfuckers would be out there with 12 gauges and shit trying to kill something. It's like, man, look, they ain't gonna die right off with that. Maybe
Yeah.
that's what they want. Spray their ass up.
Oh, I say
Idaho did
Idaho.
it.
Yeah, there you go.
That's interesting. Idaho's white as fuck, man.
That's a northern state. They probably
And white
instituted
people killing.
slavery again, but
Yeah, white people killing more white people.
right, only of Irish people because they want them to harvest more potatoes.
Yeah, for sure.
I saw a comedian, an Irish comedian. He was like, "We're talking about white guilt." He's like, "White guilt." He's like, "I don't have no white guilt." He said, "We didn't go to another country and have them come and pick our potatoes. We picked them ourselves."
Let me see. Let me think. What would be a way that black people would decide to execute other people, whether that's black or white or whatever? Because clearly, firing squad is some white shit. Hanging clearly is some white shit. Electrocution,
Yeah, because white
lethal
people invented
injection.
that.
Yeah, but I don't think black people would be into hanging, man, just given what it did.
Maybe they're into flogging.
I don't know, dog. I think we'd probably just be into, yeah, like beat that nigga to death type shit.
Yeah, sticks and
Here, take
stones.
this bat. That could be true. You might want to hang as many white people as possible. But I don't think we'd feel good about hanging our own people, though. So, yeah. I don't know, man. I don't. You know what, dude? This is gonna sound crazy, right? Quartering y'all, dude. That'd be brutal.
What's quartering?
When you tie a motherfucker to horses and shit and have them snatch,
Oh, that's a terrible way to die.
bro. That is brutal. But I guess you don't need horses now. You can just do cars. It'd be pretty. Yeah. But what if you fucked up with the rope and shit? This motherfucker snatched their arms off and, you know. No, what's up? I don't know what a blood eagle.
We don't know what a blood eagle is, but I'm sure your Alabama ass is going to tell us. It's very Emma Ballin. Emma Ballin?
Amabella? Okay.
Alabaman. Alabaman. That's pretty
Alabama.
Alabaman for you. Why do I always talk backwards, bro? What's the matter with me?
I don't know. We got some fop ties too. Bob Tive backwards talking.
Right. Tell us what this eagle is. Don't keep us waiting. What is that? I don't want that in my Google history. I guess. Whatever. I'm gonna just Google it real quick. What's it called? Blood Eagle?
Blood Eagle, yeah. It cut down your spine. With an
Is it
axe
bad?
and pull your lungs out your back and lay them down over your shoulder. Holy smokes.
Some old Mortal Kombat shit.
Bruh, that seems like a whole lot to do.
Yeah, there's like filleting a person too.
If you make noise while they do it, then you don't go to Valhalla. This is some white people shit.
That is some very white people stuff. Sarah Jean, you're calling me and I'm on my podcast, baby. What is it?
Okay, I'll just text you. Bye.
Yeah, bye. Jesus Christ.
Should have just
Shut
let her be part of the pod. Just, you know. Hey, but
Hey, how would black people kill people?
yeah, legit. So yeah, I don't know, dude. I think it pro I it's just a thought that I've had for a while now. I believe that white people and black people are not fundamentally that different, but I think culturally very different. I think, and I'm not talking about United States, I'm just talking about around the world. It feels more like white people are angrier. I feel like white people are angrier, man. Like just legit, like just angrier people than black people. But I feel like the media would tell you that it's the other way. Just having dealt with both races for many years, yeah. Yeah, I've been, keep in mind, I'm from Mississippi. I do believe that white people are angrier. I think
White
that black
people
people are.
are angrier.
I think that black people are angry with white people in the United States because of, the conditions and the systematic racism. But I think, in terms of, like, because when you think of it that way, in the United States, most white people don't have anything to be angry about, but they're still fucking mad.
What are their, what would you say white people are mad about?
Nothing, whatever, everything. It's like black people have reason to be mad, like generally speaking. We're talking about just being in an oppressed state for such a long time, right? Whereas white people have been the oppressors. What would you be mad about? Like you stand in a position of authority most of the time. So what is there to be mad about?
Yeah, so I could see
So
what Killjoy's saying, because of where he lives, right? Those,
South.
yeah, those aren't the white people in power. Those are also
Yeah.
poor whites.
Poor white people, yeah.
Yeah, and so they
But
also can be, you know, they also have that same situation. But, I can't say that they're angrier as a people.
maybe they're just more demonstratively angry when they're angry. I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
I think, but I think the thing of your point, I think like the backbone of what you're saying is, it's definitely a weirder situation, or it's just like it's come from a more of a unseen, like, point of view. Like, why, like, you're right, why are you so angry when you've been so successful in this country?
Right. That's kind of my point.
Or why do you get, what do you have to get angry about? And Bill Burr's kind of echoed that about white women, where he
The
said,
entitlement.
yeah, he was like, I don't know. He said, when white women's like started stealing the term woke and they're just being crazy. And he's like, what are you so angry about, sweetheart? Did somebody forget to chill your rosé? And he's like, you're angry right now, and you're in the hot tub with me. He's like, you know what I mean? He's like, you're the one chilling with me. She's like, do you know what it's like to be me? And he's like, I don't know, slightly less as good as it is to be me. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, you know, so that kind of situation. But yeah, see what I'm talking about, like with
Yeah, I'll read
Killjoy.
that. Says I don't think it's as much race-based as it is class-based. The South tends to have less money, which means a lot of things are harder for the people in the South, both black and white. I've been in poverty my whole life. Like, obviously, I get that. But when we start talking about, let's talk about just percentages. All right. Generally speaking, there's like roughly half the country is white people,
No, wait, no,
which
wait,
means
no,
that,
no, wait, no.
yeah, roughly half of the United States are white people.
Are you
And
sure?
then you have, yeah. Last time I looked, it was like 60 something percent, but it's probably less than that now.
Holy smokes.
What are we at?
75.5, so a majority of the country.
So when you start looking at it like that, of course, you're going to deal with a very high percentage of that is going to be poor people. A high percentage of that is going to be middle class people, and then a small percentage will be rich people. But that isn't reflected in other minority communities. You see it like, and so just because of the simple fact that you are the majority most of the time, regardless of where you are, it feels like it's always the same vibe, though. Even the motherfuckers, white dudes be white and rich, and then they get out the car because somebody's honking at them and shoot somebody on a road rage type. It's like, bro, what? Like you had everything. Why are you doing that? So it's just
But
kind of weird, you know?
it goes back to the wussification of America, because most of their life they've been told that they're right.
That's true. That is
Here's
true.
one thing that I can understand too, because I also grew up in poverty, Killjoy. I also grew up as perceived white in a lot of cases. And I say perceived white because I'm not white. I'm half Hispanic. And being half anything other than white doesn't make you just white.
Correct.
And I get
If it
taught
ain't
that,
white, it ain't right.
right? I get taught that by white people all the time. But I think that even in a case where you and, let's say, a minority are in a exact situation, although that you may feel like you guys are in the same boat, on a whole, society don't feel like y'all in the same boat. And you're not, because you're in, like, I'm here in Texas, and some of the racism that I've seen is something like black people won't get a job when a white person will. And they both, the black guy and the white guy live in the same neighborhood, right? But the black guy will get he won't get the job, and the white guy will. Because it's assumed that the black guy's a criminal out the gates, even though the white guy's his neighbor, right? And I think that's similar to what Mike is talking about here, is where, in almost every instance, and I say almost every because, there's obviously outliers, being white just in general gives you a perceived leg up or advantage, other
For
than
sure.
coming from, liberal white women, like you say. In that aspect, you're suffering from white privilege or whatever, and they're trying to demean you and talk down to you. So there's an aspect where things are kind of changing, where I don't think white people should feel guilty for being white.
No, I
I
think
don't.
that if I was given any kind of head start, leg up, I'd
I
take the
would
fuck
take
out of
it. I would take it.
it. And I would not deny that, like at any
That's,
time.
that made me think of a joke about some comedian, I can't remember. He said, "I don't think gay is a choice." He said, "Just think about it. There's black gay people." He said, "Why would you choose? Both
Yeah.
negatives."
That's another thing, like the
That
whole
had me out, I'm not gonna lie.
alphabet
That was
community.
funny.
That was good.
Yeah, that
I
was a good
but
joke.
that whole community, and as much as I want for them to have everything equal, right? Like the problem is that's not what they're trying to get. They're trying to get special. And that is always where I run into the problem. Like, bro, you don't want to be treated equal. You want to be treated special. So I could talk shit in the comedy special about white men and black men and white women and black women, but I can't talk shit about a gay person. Why? Why are you special? Like, that's my whole thing. It's like, bro, I don't know, man. So I don't know. It's frustrating, with everything and how everything is gone. It's just like, I just can't wait for us to get through this phase and back to where motherfuckers are being kind of normal again.
I don't think so. I think we're just going to continue to get worse. So look, to give you fair conversation here, it says, but where I am is very different. In my city is 85% black, but also in the bigger cities like Opelika and Auburn, where I was staying, he's talking to me, the black chick will get the job quicker than I will because she's black and they have to fill their quota. He says, I talk shit about everyone because I hate everyone equally. So I don't actually hate anyone.
Yeah, I don't hate nobody.
I just
I
prefer not to
dislike.
be with people, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I
But
dislike behaviors. of just whoever, whatever asshole is getting on my nerves. I don't actually give a fuck about a person one way or another. I like the behaviors of some people, and I don't like the behaviors of other people. People are just a product of how they treat you,
So,
ultimately. Think about it.
in Opelika, just to prove you completely incorrect and just make you see that you're seeing things on a small microcosm, it is 56.21% white, 36.53% black. Everything else is under that. So even in Opelika, the place that you brought up in your situation, right, it's still a majority. There's still a majority of whites. Right.
I mean,
But what you're
even
saying about
probably
the black person
Lafayette,
the black person to
I'll
get
look
the
it
job better, I think that that's dumb. I think that that's stupid, that the black person shouldn't get the job to fill a quota, right? I think that that's dumb.
What is the population, the demographic?
You're wrong even further. It's 61% white and 29.16%. So what I'm trying to get you to do is look on, oh no, my bad. I could be wrong there because it just automatically assumed Louisiana, and I know for sure
Lafayette,
there's,
Lafayette, Alabama.
Alabama. Okay, so you're not as wrong in that situation. It is a little bit more flipped. It does have a higher black demographic than white. It's 66% black.
Black? Nice. Man, I need to go to Lafayette, man. Fuck out of here. I gotta believe that fucking Atlanta is the same, too. But for
But
me, I don't think, look, that's one thing that I've said before, and I've said this publicly, I'll say it again. I don't even want to go to Atlanta. When I went there, and I'm black, it was too black for me. And it's not because I'm racist, it's because I don't believe that any population should be dominated by one race, because somebody's gonna get fucked over when that happens.
right, but see, here's again, like you're talking about one small city in one situation when we're not talking about outlying situations, because once again, even in your state, Killjoy, even in your state, you guys are still, with your city being 66% black, the state is still 64% white, right? So at the end of the day, you guys being white are always the majority in this country. Not a problem. You were the ruling party. We see that every. That's like saying that Arabs are the majority in Egypt, right? They crashed a party early. They know what it is. You know what I mean? Like, just that. I think the thought of what Mike was saying is, what do you have to be so angry about? Now, the picture that, right? You say you got plenty of, to be angry about because you're poor and all of those things. Why do you expect to be rich? Or why do you expect to be any different than, what you work for on your heart? And I'm not saying that you do, but what I'm saying is, like, why would you expect any other outcome than what you work for? And I think that's the crux of what he's talking about when it comes to, the white population, is they just expect to be successful. They expect to go to college. They expect to get a good job when they come out. They expect those kind of things at the end of the day. Those, no, I'm not saying you particularly, but what I was saying is, in general, those things are expected more of a white population. You got to look outside of just you, because I never want to do any of those things either, right? So, but I can understand now more, just once having kids and they're getting older and everything, and seeing how in the schools where I go to, or where my kids are at, is in a suburban area, and all the kids in this suburban area figure they're going to college some way or another. But right down the road at Spring High School, most of them are trying to get jobs straight out of high school, go to the military. You know what I mean? So, like on a whole, as a people, because you're the majority, it's expected that you go through those things. You're an outlier in the normal population of white people that didn't expect to go to college. You're an outlier in the fact that you've been working since you're 12. That's not the majority of white people. You're an exception, not the rule. And I think that's what Mike is trying to get you to understand, is throughout the majority of the population, it seems like on a whole, white people are angrier. And
For sure.
I think some of that has to do with, feeling like they're losing the country.
Which is such a weird thing.
And I mean, not really. They took it over. They were the majority the whole time. And when you're getting a minority of people or just a bunch of different things coming in, taking over, and now all of a sudden president's black and all of this other stuff, and your whole way it's been one way, it could be shocking, man.
Yeah, I just feel like I think
All
it's
of okay, so what you said about the Marvel films, not to cut you off, but what you said about the Marvel films, right? All this woman power girl stuff, you know, now all of a sudden there's a girl president, you're like, man, women are taking over. This is some bullshit.
I wouldn't give a fuck as long as it's not agenda driven. For me, I don't care who runs the country, who does whatever. I just don't want
What
like
makes it
just
agenda driven other than your opinion?
my opinion. But that's important. My opinion to me is very important.
Yeah, but your opinion on a whole could be just bullshit.
Could be, but not to me. It'll never be bullshit to me.
Which is a ridiculous statement because at some point you should realize if you have a bullshit opinion.
Yeah, but I don't think that my opinion is bullshit, though. At least
The
I
fact
don't.
that you think that the Marvels was agenda driven leads me to believe you didn't really watch it with an open mind.
I watched it, I tried to enjoy it. I didn't hate it, just didn't love it.
I think you're a
Just felt
sexist,
like,
dude.
am I?
Yeah. I think you're sexist. I think the fact that they had a strong black woman in there, you know, bothers you deep down inside because of your innate love for white women.
She was a strong black woman. I felt like she was trash.
See, there you go.
I
Of
felt like
course,
she
because she's
was
black.
weak
You,
sauce, man. I
yeah,
felt like,
because she's
honestly, I
black.
felt like she was weak compared to Captain Marvel by a lot.
She is though.
I
Photon's
also,
not as strong as Captain Marvel. Captain Marvel's one of the strongest characters in MCU history.
so to be clear, she wasn't. Captain
Which
Marvel,
I said
listen.
MCU history.
Yeah, but I already didn't like how they set her out
Binary
anyways.
strong as hell. I don't care what you say.
Binary is, yes,
Yeah.
but they have not made her to be binary. They made her to be Captain Marvel, which she was supposed to be Miss Marvel, which they changed because of whatever reasons to make it seem more gender friendly, which also bothers me. It's like, yo, she was perfectly fine as she was. She was incredibly strong, all of this stuff. Like I just did, there's a lot of things that I didn't like. But no, not DC for the win. DC
Dude,
is
DC
trash.
needs to
They're losing
hurry up and
money on
make
their
a
movies.
film.
DC is losing money with their fucking films. They're
Hopefully,
getting ready to
James Gunn
reboot
turns this
everything.
around, man. I really hope he turns it around. I think he's an idiot for getting rid of Henry Cavill and putting some scrawny little bum there.
Oh, I love that Henry Cavill's supposed to be coming to the MCU.
Yeah.
Possibly a Cyclops. That's my guess.
Don't change. No, he dude, Cyclops?
Yes. I would
I
love
hate.
Henry Cavill as Cyclops.
Look, I love Henry Cavill, and to see him as one of my most hated characters, I would lose my mind.
First of all, Cyclops is a badass in the comic. He
I don't
just
give a
has never
damn.
been
I'm a
good on
Wolverine fan, and I will never like Cyclops, nor will I respect him.
the film. Fair enough.
Yeah, I don't give a
Cyclops is
damn
kind of a
about
badass.
Cyclops. What is
Like
he
you're
about?
just
I
mad
just thought he was
because
a whiny baby.
just mad because he was smashing Jean and your boy Wolverine over there just holding his dick.
Hey, he hit it though, so I don't care what happens. He still got him a little taste. Jean Grey's dirty for that. She was with the clops.
She's dirty for leading the man on in the first place.
Yeah, he can't even control it. What kind of punk sissy can't even control his own powers?
Bro, he can't control his powers. It's fine. He kind of he I mean he, once he gets the lenses, he's fine. But the
Yeah.
whole thing is dude is kind of he's kind of a beast though. There was a whole comic about him wiping motherfuckers' asses out.
Yeah.
People think that optic blast is soft. It's not.
No, basically, like, I believe they described it as like a portal to another dimension.
It is, yes. Him and his brother Havoc
Yeah.
have the ability to open up that shit. That's why their powers don't hurt each other. And your boy, you gotta be a bad motherfucker if you can take that beam to the back of your eyelids.
Who might play the? Did you talk about Henry Cavill playing Thor's next rival? Not Hercules.
No, God, no. I
No,
would
because
hate that.
Hercules has already been cast by that one guy.
Yeah, it was such a cameo, they may not leave it. But yeah, I think that guy that they brought in was kind of small to be Hercules, too. I didn't love that.
Yeah.
And I didn't really love the God Slayer. I didn't really Love and Thunder was just kind of whatever to me. I ain't gonna lie to
I
you.
told you before, you see, once again, people watch things out of context. They don't just, you just go in thinking that you know what's going on and you don't watch in context. The story is told from the point of Korg.
I know we talked about it. I just felt like it should have just been told regular.
I mean, they have done regular though. They done it.
Yeah, regular. Do again. They had success with those first ones.
No, the first one sucked. The second one sucked donkey balls. The third one was
Yeah.
great, and the fourth
Yeah,
one
the
was
third one was great.
it was cool.
Yeah, once Taika Waititi took over, I thought it was pretty solid.
Yeah. Taika Waititi took over. He did a good job, but isn't he like some weird gay, agenda-driven dude all the time too? Like, look at the Rock guys. They're gay.
Are they gay? Or are they
Yeah.
all just guys?
No, they're gay and they have babies together.
So they're not gay. They're just that's their race only has one gender.
I think there's female rock ladies.
We've not seen any.
That's true. I could be just a bigot right now.
Yeah, I think you're just sexist, man.
You think he's gonna play Beta Ray Billy? You get rid of that handsome, chiseled
No, dude,
jaw
there's no
to
chance in the
play
world he
some
plays Beta
horse
Ray
face
Bill.
Beta Ray Bill? No
No
way.
chance. And Beta Ray is not really a nemesis. They end up becoming friends.
Yeah, but there's just no
Or a
way.
rival. Yeah, rival. You did say rival, to be fair.
There's no way they get rid of that handsome son of a gun and make him play a horse face idiot.
No, I would love him to play. Like, I wish that they would have done Curse properly, though. I hate that they did what they did with Curse. It just kind of really gave
Who was
him, like,
that?
no mind. Curse was the guy that was in Dark World that he ended up sticking the thing on and crushing him with. The one dark elf.
Yeah, I want him
It
to
wasn't.
play Sentry.
He said Cavill can't play anything with Beta in it. I like that.
Yeah, I want him to
Beta
play
male.
Sentry.
I don't think it'll happen. I don't think he'll do Sentry.
That'd be
But I mean,
sexy.
it was especially.
Hey! Look at the sorry I'm late from Vector. You get here on
Get
time,
the
Vector.
fuck out of here, you fucking bastard.
You know what I mean? Salmon Johnson. You don't come in here
Yeah, fuck
that
you
late.
too.
You know what I mean? He just hits
So
you
we
out the
have.
gates. I love it. I love how
Yeah.
Salmon comes in and just nails you out the gates. That's
Yeah.
so good.
So
See,
you have.
wait.
I
Look,
do.
stop. Real quick. Give me this. Give me this real quick.
Shoot.
You got a longtime listener who knows exactly what's going on.
Yes.
And then you got Killjoy apologizing for being late up there earlier. It was a newer
Yeah.
listener. He comes in and just drops the F-bomb. He knows where it's at.
True. You'll get it. By the way, The Witcher's fucking awesome.
So I tried to get into it. I didn't really play the games. So maybe that's why I didn't get to The Witcher that much.
The game was great.
But yeah, he looked great there. I can't get over him being not Superman anymore. He was such the perfect Superman.
Hey, but that's what should make you not want him to be Sentry.
I know, but it's just like he's Sentry.
Like, bro, is he be the same fucking person?
Perfect. That's all I want to see him as.
I don't want that. Maybe Hyperion.
Yeah, Hyperion. That would be great.
I would do that.
Yeah, that'd be
But
great.
I don't see them bringing Hyperion on anytime soon.
Dude, that would have been so good if he played Adam Warlock.
I hate the new fucking Adam Warlock. I hate him.
Yeah.
So fucking corny.
Yeah, did they get rid of Secret Wars?
No, I don't think so.
I gotta see what they got rid of.
Yeah, you gotta look at the list, dude. It's just some shit. It looked like they're gonna probably try and combine. They're not gonna get rid of the characters, but they're gonna try and just put them in other films instead of making whole things about them. Like they're not gonna be an Echo type. They already did Echo, but they're probably not gonna do another Echo type series.
Echo was great, though.
I didn't watch it yet,
I
but
enjoyed it.
they're not gonna do the small character shit anymore.
Really?
Like you're talking about possibly bringing Danny Rand, maybe not Danny Rand, but Iron Fist to the Shang-Chi franchise, which I think that would be dope.
That would be dope.
Because he's not strong enough to carry his own shit. They're gonna bring all of the the Netflix guys into the MCU, like more canon.
Oh,
And
here we go. This is what I need. I need this one. All right,
what?
it says Bob Iger confirms that Disney has quietly canceled some projects that were in development because they didn't expect them to be profitable as well as allow creative resources, blah 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 blah. So let's see.
Yeah, Hyperion would have beat the brakes off of Thor. That's why they didn't do it.
Yeah, for sure. So Captain America 4 still on. Ironheart's being delayed for 2 years.
Yeah, they got
Thunderbolts
rid of Armor
delayed.
Wars. So Armor Wars isn't going to happen. Or they might make it into a movie instead of a series. It's just shit like that.
Wait,
I didn't think
Armor
Armor
Wars
Wars.
not going to be a film?
No, it's not gonna be. It was gonna be a series, and now it's not. Oh God, if Jack Harlow is in anything, he better not.
Jack Harlow's Iron Fist. Strange 3 they got rid of. Ghost Rider, Midnight Suns, one in Moon Knight season 2.
Yeah, I think Moon Knight will end up happening though. I think
Yeah.
they'll do. I think they'll do the Midnight Suns too, because they kind of set them up already. I don't know what they'll do it as though.
I guess Feige is the one who confirmed what's going.
So yeah, it's looking like it's gonna be a pretty big list, unfortunately.
Yeah,
But
dude. That's crazy. So the Jonathan Majors thing, I think, screwed a lot of stuff up.
I think it did too, but I think that it was gonna happen. Regardless, though, this was going to happen regardless. But
I didn't get through the White Man Can't Jump remake.
no, I never wanted to see Jack Harlow act. I'm just going to keep it real.
You just don't like Jack Harlow because you're a racist.
And that's why. I think that he's not a good rapper also, though, so there's that.
You for
But
real? You don't like him as a rapper?
no, I don't. That doesn't mean that I don't like any of his music. Like, 'cause there's guys who I don't like the way that they rap, but think that some of their music is dope. Like, I thought Designer had a couple of really good joints. I don't like him as a rapper though.
Yeah.
That Panda song went super hard though. He was trash on there, but I thought Jeezy had some jams. I mean, I hate his actual rapping though.
Really?
Yeah, it's just
Yeah, I've never been a Jeezy guy.
I mean, his motherfucking tracks went so hard.
I
Trick
like
Daddy
Harlow
too.
though. I can't mess with Harlow. I like Harlow. He's not my favorite.
Yeah. There's some garbage ass rappers out there that fucking that put out some, like I there's some bad singers out there that put out good music. Keith
Name
Sweat
one.
was one of the worst singers of all time to have
Nah,
all these
bro,
fucking
come
albums.
on, bro. I'm not gonna let you play Keith Sweat like that.
Bro, you better go listen to his
I
actual
wanna
voice.
be here.
You guys can probably about
Right.
sing about the same level.
Time.
Yeah, legit. Y'all sing about the same ability.
Bro, you know Donnie 5-0 tried to say he wasn't a Keith Sweat fan.
He know all the songs though.
Right, he got all the albums, all the songs. He's like, I was an LSG fan, but I wasn't Keith. Like, bro, you was a Keith Sweat fan, you liar.
Yeah, man. What the fuck you think the S stands for?
Right, sweat.
Yeah, motherfucker. LSG. Levert Sweat Gill.
So here's
Yes.
what I thought about. Did you see the thing? The
What thing?
remake of White Man Can't Jump.
No.
So I felt like for the time that it was made in originally, it made sense. But for these days, like white people hoop all the time.
Yeah, and they're fucking good too.
Yeah, and like Luka Doncic, one of the best players in the league.
Yes. And the best player in the league right now is a big white boy from across the pond.
Right.
Or
So
Denver. Jokic. He's a beast.
I feel like it doesn't make sense to redo for this time.
Yeah. They should be like white cornerbacks don't exist. That would have been a movie.
Right. You know what I mean?
It's
Like it.
one of them right now that's in the draft.
But I tried to go into it with the open mind, like, 'cause I did like the Bel-Air like remake.
Yeah, I didn't watch that.
It's good. It's a damn
It's
good
not
movie for
comedy, right?
sure.
It's more serious.
Yeah. There's some comedy in it, but yeah, it's definitely a drama.
But yeah, I don't watch dramas. They're trash. I watch
But
cartoons, though.
I'm telling you, shit's good.
Cartoons, man. That's what I fuck with.
Killjoy, this is the second time you've got moderated it today. It says they held on to a message because of race or ethnicity. He says, like when he dunked and the one black guy was like, y'all acting like white boys can't jump. Yeah, that's it. See, like, that's my thing. Like, back then, white boys weren't jamming like that. But last year, a white boy won the dunk contest.
Yeah, but your boys like Brent Berry won it back in the
Re
90s.
Rex Chapman won it too, I believe.
Iraq Rex could jump though. He wasn't a great player, but he could jump though. Like the whole thing, like the race and jumping, like none of that shit's actually real, man.
It is true.
Larry Bird could play, but he couldn't jump. Steve Nash also couldn't jump, but he could play.
Yeah, they couldn't dunk.
Jay
I don't even.
Will, oh.
I think Steve could dunk, but
Jay Will was one of the coldest motherfuckers. Yeah, well, he was like 6'6" or something. Like, he wasn't a little dude.
not Nash. I know Bird can dunk. Nash was a
Yeah, he
little
was
guy,
six
right?
nine. If he couldn't dunk at 6'9", it was something really wrong with him.
Yeah. Now white
Bird was
chocolate.
never
White
really a
chocolate
jumper.
was a man, bro.
Yeah, Jay Will was that dude.
But I grew up in the era where the Professor Grayson, he was out there murdering fools
Yeah.
he's still
He still
murdering
get
fools
out there
right
and get
now.
people right now.
He's murdering
Oh,
fools
and
right
one.
now.
He'll get out there and get people right now.
Yeah, he'll get me for sure.
What time we got, man? We gave him too much content today, man.
You've been listening to the What Happens When podcast. Tune in next time to find out God knows what.